A pair of Northern Ontario tourism organizations is receiving $3.8 million in federal funding to help boost the sector. Of the funding, $2,162,756 will go to Indigenous Tourism Ontario, ETO, for two projects, and $1.7 million will go to Science North in Sudbury for two projects. FedNor made the announcement in an April 22 news release. Today's announcement will help our tourism sector launch a strong recovery and enjoy sustainable growth, while supporting more than 180 jobs in Indigenous communities and municipalities across Northern Ontario, Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe said in the release. Through intensified support for tourism and key sectors of the economy, we are further positioning Greater Sudbury and the entire region as a world-class destination with so many experiences, attractions and wide open spaces to discover. ETO will parcel out $100,000 from its portion to Indigenous businesses, not-for-profit organizations, band councils, and Indigenous communities to invest in new or enhanced tourism experiences, upgrade tourism assets, and attract domestic and international tourists. The remaining $917,506 will go toward the development of the Indigenous Ingenuity Traveling Exhibit, in partnership with Science North, a traveling cultural exhibit designed to increase tourism offerings and spending across Northern Ontario while promoting Indigenous culture and innovation. Science North will use $1 million of its allotment to implement a three-year COVID-19 recovery plan, designed to improve operational and financial sustainability at the Science Centre. The remaining $700,000 will go toward the launch of the Great Northern Ontario Roadshow, a series of more than 50 events designed to highlight opportunities for cultural, art, heritage, culinary and recreational tourism that exist in the region. Full descriptions of the anticipated impact of these projects are available here.